is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.
The Strain. Summer. FX.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It's time for another recap show. It is Saturday afternoon, October 17th. As you can see, my partner in crime, we're gonna review, recap, rave the season finale. Yes, I know we're late. Better late than never. The Strain of the episode was called Night Train. It actually aired on October 4th, that Sunday night. Jesus from dysfunctional.com. What's up, Jesus?
Not much.
You sound peachy. I know that you had a big LA premiere last night and out partying and everything else.
It wasn't a premiere. It was just a press screening for our brand is Crisis.
The new Sandra Bullock movie.
Yes.
And how was the movie? Never mind. All right. So let's... hold on. Is it because you have this embargo and you can't talk about it? Blah, blah, blah.
Kind
of. Okay. All right. I know how you LA people are over there. Can't talk about... Yeah, I don't get it. All right. So let's talk about something we can talk about. The Strain. I got my notes here. The finale. It ended. Can we just get to the main thing? I got my notes and I have it kind of in order, but I just gotta jump into it. Okay?
Go for it.
Nora. Our Nora dies.
Yeah, and did I not say that on episode 12?
That she was going to be a goner?
Yeah.
I was hoping it wasn't true.
I was too, but, you know, usually when characters change so much, it's because something big's going to happen.
I can't believe... You know what? I knew something was going to happen when Nora's like, come on, let's go, Zach. And she gets off the train, and I'm like, why aren't you waiting for F? Why aren't you going in the direction where the other people are going in? Why are you running down a dark tunnel? I blame Zach.
I do, too.
That little shitbag, Nor had Kelly, and Zach had to scream, no, leave her alone. And that little slight distraction, bam,
mm-hmm.
Kelly got Nora.
And yeah, but, you know, just like I said, both Zach and Nora are no longer part of the team.
So do you think Zach, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, the new season comes. What do you think Zach's predicament is going to be, his situation?
I think the Master is going to take him over.
You really think that that we won't see a new season and they'll rescue Zach before that happens? You think nope. Zach's a goner?
Zach's a goner.
Oh.
He chose to go with her.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? I don't know. I think he wanted to go with her, but then when he killed Nora and Nora was going down, I think he was still on the fence. But yeah. But he did go with her, little shitbag. Mm-hmm. And now we both
knew that when it came down to it, he would follow his mother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of the Strain fans knew, hoped. I didn't want it to be true. But, I mean, hell, we've been saying this for the longest time that Zach is better off with his mom instead of F.
That is true.
Now, F comes running. This stupid – oh, God, I can't stand this guy. But I don't blame him because Nora did run off. But, that was a – what do you think? I mean, earlier in the episode, he was trying to find out what was going on with them, and she was kind of blowing them off. And then later on in the episode, it seemed like there was hope. And then now it's just taken away from F.
Yeah, I don't know how he's going to be in the next season.
Dude,
I really don't care about him.
Yeah, I know. But he's going to be a big... Because now, I mean, she electrocutes herself. She goes like a G, okay? Because mm-hmm. She knew that he wasn't going to do it. And then when Abraham's talking and you see all the characters doing their thing and F comes out of the subway and he's just a total mess. Do you think he's just going to be a total... he's just going to be an idiot? He's just going to have no direction? Or do you think this is going to drive him to be like, I ain't got nothing else to lose?
I think he's still going to be the same drunk he was.
So that's He's not going to do anything next season.
No, what better reason to drink than, you know, he lost his wife, he lost his child, he lost his mistress.
That's true. He's going to be, I don't know. I don't think Fett's going to allow it to happen. Abraham would be like, we've got to move on and you got to get over it.
Yeah.
You know, but Fett, I think he's gonna look out for him. I don't know. I agree with you, though. You and I haven't been a fan of FF for a long time.
Since episode one.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm wondering if he's going to if it's – I don't know. Just something that tells me that he's going to go in killer kamikaze mode. I don't think he's – I think he's going to be reckless. He's just going to be like, I'm going after that, and I'm going to kill everybody in my way.
Maybe.
I don't know. Let's see what else. Let's talk about Quinlan. The beginning of this episode, he's just a badass. But when those gang members start talking to him,
mm-hmm.
he goes up to him and he just rips the guy's neck and turns it around backwards.
Yep.
Oh, yes. I'm a big fan of Quinlan. I like Quinlan.
There's some sophistication in him, but when it comes down to fighting, he could do it too.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, I guess the age or however old he's supposed to be is just very well worked for him.
Well, you know, and and when you say that, I think almost honorable. He's very honorable, but
mm-hmm.
don't put him in a corner, because I think the beast will come out like it does.
Mm-hmm.
So don't, you know, I mean, it almost tricks you. Like, you think he's very calm and honorable and very sophisticated, but he's still a creature.
Yeah,
and he'll let you know. So I'm glad we got to see Quinlan. I'm glad he's training. Gus, did you think Gus was gonna, when that bus blew up, did you think Gus was inside?
No.
It was too obvious, right?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, there's a hole there. He's not dead. And that was probably one of the biggest explosion scenes I've seen in TV history. And then I'm like, can you make it more obvious that he's alive? I mean, yeah. Like, come on. So he survived. And let's see what else. Yeah, that was a pretty badass action scene when Fett and Abraham were driving, and that you knew something was going to happen. And he gets smacked. They get smacked by that truck and all that stuff. Probably one of my favorite parts besides Quinlan. I have two of my favorite parts. One, when Coco and Coco and Palmer smart off to the master and Eckhurst. And Eckers is like, Master, what do you think about it? And bam, Master eats Coco.
Mm-hmm.
What was going through your mind? Were you a fan of Coco?
I was not.
Okay.
I mean, I think we kind of established the fact that I just thought she was too nosy and too, I don't know, like.
She just didn't know her place.
No, she didn't. And it kind of like threw me off.
Yeah, I wanted her dead. Oh, dude, that was fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think about Palmer? Do you think, I mean, because we see Palmer at the end cutting out her heart like fucking Abraham did back in the day.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to make Palmer still team master and Eckhurst? Or you think Palmer's like, screw this?
He might be like double agent now. He might go with both teams and, you know.
See, I can't figure it out. I don't know if Eckhurst is, remember when they said that they need the white juice.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that, because I think we did talk about it, that it could be a bluff. But I don't know. I think that I'm wondering if his love for her was just so strong that he's just like, I don't care if I die. I don't know. I double agent, I could see that. I'm just trying to figure out, could I see a double agent side, or like the hell with everybody and I'm going to team up with Abraham and we're going to take you down. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's Strain Addicts, Strain fans. What do you think? You think Palmer's going to be a double agent? And one another favorite part I thought was pretty badass was the vampires in the subway and how they stopped the train.
That was pretty cool.
That was pretty badass. I hadn't seen that before in a movie.
Nope.
Those vampires, Kelly wanted Zach, and it's obvious that she got him. But that was pretty sweet, because I was like, what? Whoa, 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 whoa. Because those poor vampires have no say in anything.
Nope.
Master tells them, they do it. So that was pretty dope. I'm looking at some of my notes here. I think that's it. I mean, it was, overall, I mean, it had the Coco part was awesome. The subway part was awesome. The fight between Kelly and Nora was great. I loved how Nora went out like a G. It's almost like the girls were tougher than the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Fett and Abraham make a deal with Quinlan about the book. You know,
yeah.
It's obvious that Gus is on Quinlan's side, you know.
Yeah.
So, I, you know, overall, I thought it was a good season finale.
Yeah, one of my favorite parts was how Eckers was just about to get the book, and then all of a sudden he's cut off.
Oh, dude, that was pretty badass.
Yeah, I really did not expect Palmer to have that much money.
Yeah, I didn't see
He,
that.
yeah, I mean, he has more than the ancients that have been around for like ever.
Yeah, the Palmer's got some cash. But I'm telling you, now that they did this to Coco, I don't think Palmer's gonna be I don't think he's gonna be a team player. I don't know. You know, because if he doesn't care that Coco's dead, then it's obvious that he cares about the vampire juice better. But I think he's gonna be, I don't know, him cutting out her heart. I'm telling you, I think he's gonna make it obvious that he's gonna, I don't know. I feel like Palmer's gonna go to war. That's what I think. He was already being a douchebag anyways. So overall, scale of 1 to 10.
I'm giving it a 10.
10?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think here. Did I like it? Yeah, I would probably have to agree with you. I think it was one of the best, the better episodes. And for a finale, definitely get you. Did you see or hear any dates of the new season?
I believe it was March.
Oh, March of 2016.
Yeah.
All right.
So not too long.
Now, I'm anxious to see what's gonna happen because
Yep.
will Dutch go back to Fett? Because we didn't see that at
He
all, right? We
will.
didn't see any of
No.
that. The last it was like the episode before that, she got dumped by that chick, and we didn't see any of that of her coming to Fett going, I still love you. So I'm wondering how that's gonna be. But I really think that F is gonna be a distraction for the team because he's just gonna be all fucked up.
Yeah.
And everybody liked Nora. Even Abraham.
That's definitely for sure.
Yeah, Abraham definitely liked Nora. So I think that's gonna bother I think that's gonna bother the team.
Yeah, I think Abraham really confided a lot in Laura and,
Yep. And Fett, was connecting with her too as well.
Yeah.
And because of F and that little shit, Zach. I hope Zach gets turned. I just want Zach to get turned so he can get his head cut off.
Yep.
That would be cool. So I think
And
why was
yeah.
it what were you gonna say?
And what if F is the one to cut off his head?
Ooh, that would be good. That would be some good TV.
Yeah.
If he's the vampire and then F's sorry ass would probably let Zach eat him.
True.
I don't think he would kill his son. Do you?
No.
I think coming down to it, I think he would just get be bit and then he would be a vampire with Kelly and whatchamacallit. Because F's just selfish like that. He's like, I can't be with Nora. At least I can be a vampire with my family.
Yeah.
And then Fett will chop off his head. All right, so I guess that's it for us. And for everybody that's been retweeting, sharing, commenting, all that good stuff, thank you very much. We will be back next for the next season recap. And that will be what, season three?
Yes.
Season three, and according to Jesus, March of 2016. If we're wrong, please correct us. But other than that, please share all that good stuff. And if you don't watch The Strain, you should, because it's pretty sweet. The Strain Addicts, shout outs to them, The Strain Addicts on Twitter. And of course, they have a Facebook page if you're a fan of The Strain Addicts. I'm sorry, Strain. They have something called The Strain Addicts Facebook group. And you can get on there, and everybody's a big fan, and we all share stuff and all that cool stuff. So that is it for us. Jesus, let everybody know how they can find you.
On Twitter and Instagram at Dysfunctional, my blog dysfunctional.com, Facebook Dysfunctional LA.
And don't you have an audioboom.com channel?
No, not a channel, just an audio boom, regular. I guess it's audioboom.com/dysfunctional.
Sweet. And as for me, you can check my blog out at iwatchmike.com. Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. You can like my Facebook page. I like Mike. No, I watch Mike. And also audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. You can check out this recap show plus like The Walking Dead, Fear of the Walking Dead. I got some other shows plus other podcasts there as well. So make sure you check that out. And I think that is it. Shout outs to the VRO.com. They'll be sharing our stuff and all that good stuff. And shout outs to all the hosts. We're about to recap the premiere episode of The Walking Dead. So that'll be posting up soon. Audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you back with Strain next year. Bye-bye.
The battle has begun. An evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters.
We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.
The Strain. Summer FX.